A fragment, right? Or I could go, the way this situation is right now is exactly at some level what I want it to be right now. And it's for my own best interest that everybody's being exactly the way they need to be right now. Now it's nobody to talk to and apologize about anything or get anything processed or to get anything straightened out. Because nothing's wrong with the moment.
Wow.
See the difference?
Yeah.
That's freedom.
That's freedom. That's freedom. That every time I can make my happiness independent of getting you to do anything, I'm moving toward God. If I got to stop and get your cooperation, it might slow me down. Because think about it. Whose cooperation am I trying to get anyway? I'm trying to get your ego's cooperation. Because it's only your ego that I have to talk to as a separate being to see if we can even work the thing out. It's only your ego would think it was somebody else over here you need to work something out with. So the way I solve problems now is I just bypass people's egos and don't even get involved with them. I just have happiness with you that has nothing to do with your cooperation. I just choose to feel good in your presence, whether you want to feel good in mine or not.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
That's a true way to have peace.
Yeah, exactly.
Because peace is a 24/7 deal.
Thank you.
The only thing that ever takes you out of peace is your belief that you're not in it. That doesn't make
sense. Say that one more time. I love it when you talk dirty. Say it again.
There's nothing you can do to stop the peace in your life. Your illusion only makes you not see that it's for real.
Thank you.
Good.
And if you give that up, you get sucked into the illusion and give up yourself, then you are the illusion and you've given up your peace.
And the illusion of peace is a peace that comes from me believing that I got to deal with everything separately and differently, and not really setting a goal of truth and believing that everybody's going to play their part in it, because it calls for more faith than I have and that more faith than I can give. So the next section is called the call for faith. Okay, so we're going to get into the issue of faith. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you speak yourself going unconscious, smack yourself. Okay. You gotta grab yourself sometime. You gotta grab yourself. That's right. You gotta, you know. Or you're totally safe, so you can go to sleep if you want to. You can only go to sleep around somebody you really feel safe around anyway. When this section is one of the most abstract, non-abstract sections of the Course in Miracles that will test your ability to understand beyond anything that you could ever imagine, that will get your ego totally humbled. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Holy shit. Okay. All right. The substitutes for aspects of the situation are the witnesses to your lack of faith. What does that mean? Substituting aspects of the situation demonstrates that you didn't believe the situation and the problem were in the same place. Now, here's your problem. The problem was the lack of faith. Your problem is your lack of faith. Your problem is your lack of faith. I have relationship problems. Your problem is your lack of faith. I have money problems. Your problem is your lack of faith. I have health problems. Your problem is your lack of faith. Your problem is your lack of faith. Your problem is your lack of faith. Your problem is your lack of faith taking a form. And you're demonstrating the lack of faith when you remove the problem from its source and place it elsewhere. As a result, you don't see the problem because you keep removing the problem from its source and placing it elsewhere. Had you not lacked faith that the problem could be solved, the problem would be gone. Had you not lacked faith that your problem could be solved, your problem would be gone. If it wasn't for your lack of faith, your problem would be gone. If it wasn't for your lack of faith, your problem would be gone. If it wasn't for your lack of faith, your problem would be gone. If it wasn't for your lack of faith, your problem would be gone. And he says, and the situation would have been meaningful to you because the interference in the way of understanding would have been removed. To remove the problem elsewhere is to keep it, for you remove yourself from it and make it unsolvable. Okay? When you remove yourself from your problem, you make your problem unsolvable. What makes your problem unsolvable is you don't see how it's related to you. You've removed yourself from the problem, and that's why it can't be solved. I'm telling you, the good old words coming out tonight. We got some good stuff happening. I'll say it again. Here it goes.
No, I heard you.
I want to say it again. See, the chorus is more powerful when you repeat it. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Have you noticed that when I stop and repeat something, it takes like it's like getting hit with a hammer. It's like you never drive a hammer in a nail in most cases with one blow. It usually takes bump, 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 bump. And that's what I try to do in the class. I try to go, remove yourself from the problem and you make it unsolvable. What's making your problems unsolvable is that you're thinking there's something else other than you that's at the center of your problem. As soon as you think your problem is related to anything outside of yourself, you made your problem unsolvable, because when you remove yourself from your problem, you make it unsolvable. And that's what it means when it says you've taken the problem and took it somewhere else. You took the problem from your own consciousness and own mind and own you. Do you know you're the one common denominator in every situation in your life?
Yeah.
That everything else changes in every situation in your life, but I bet there's not a situation in your life that you haven't been in. So since you're the common denominator, you are the problem. And you are the solution.
Yes.
And every time you say it's anything other than that, you make it unsolvable. Now, what do I mean by unsolvable? And the Course says an unsolved problem is a problem that returns. So because you have a temporary resolution does not mean you have solved the problem. You haven't solved the problem until it never occurs again. Until it never occurs again, it's never been solved. If it comes back, it was never solved. That's what it means by the illusion of peace and the illusion of answering. An illusion is, I'm happy today, I'm sad tomorrow, I'm happy tomorrow, I'm sad tomorrow, I'm sad tomorrow, I'm happy tomorrow, I'm happy tomorrow, I'm sad tomorrow. Up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And if somebody just gave me the kind of attention that I wanted, then I would really, 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 really be happy. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you attention until you get to the point that you don't need it. And so I'm very successful at people loving me till they don't need me no more.
Yeah.
And then when they don't need me no more, they leave.
Yeah.
I've been very successful at that my whole life. But what's so cool about it is there's always someone doing the same thing to me, because I'm doing the same thing myself, so I always receive it. So it's okay. You leave, that's fine. I'll be okay. I'll still be loved. I'm still be giving it. And when you come back, I'll get it to you like you never went anywhere. Because, you know why? Because in the meantime, I wasn't losing in love. So I don't have no grievance. I only have a grievance if I had missed something when you were gone. It's hard to tempt a person with food when they have a full stomach. And it's easy to